Sharks Radio, joined by assistant coach and now coach in charge, Scott McMeekin, taking the team forward for the rest of the year, Scott, and took it down to Deeside for the final game of the regular season. And how was things down there?
Hi Craig. We started really poorly in Deeside, actually. The first period was not a good period from ourselves, but that was partly down to the way that Deeside started the game. They were obviously fighting for their lives. Because I think everybody knows that if they got beat last night, then that was then relegated. So they came out all guns blazing, loaded up one of the lines with what I would probably say is some of the best players with McKenzie and their import together. So they came out and played a really hard first period and caught us a little bit on the back foot. And then, to be honest, we were lucky to kind of go in at the end of the first. Still kind of drawing the game, came out in the second and stepped it up a little bit. Our second period was by far the better period, and then probably all credit to Deeside rather than us taking the foot off the gas. They came back at us and were fully deserving of the point that they got, which obviously keeps them in the hunt. I know they've got a game next week against Blackburn to avoid relegation, so I think in the end we were probably a little disappointed to come away with just a draw, but not overly disappointed, because I think the opposition were well worth the point at the end of the day.
Yeah, and the kind of, for all the result didn't maybe go what you wanted, the performance still kept the momentum from the previous night. Obviously the win over Blackburn on home ice, and then taking that into Deeside, and you want to keep the wheels going, as it were, as we head into playoffs.
Yeah, I think there were definitely positives to take out of the game. Having said that, there are still things that we need to work on and still need to improve on, but that's okay, because we've got 2 weeks now worth of practices where we know where our weaknesses lie, so we can work on them. And we go in absolutely in confident mood, knowing that as league champions and cup champions, we're still the team to beat. And I think we've built up a good momentum in the last few weeks. Obviously, the result on Saturday night ended up being a bit of a blowout, but it certainly, probably scoreline doesn't really reflect the game in the end. But it was a good test for us as our last home game. And then, like I said, Deeside last night were probably more of what a playoff opponent's going to be like in the way that they were battling for the game. So it was a good test, a good way to kind of round off your regular season. Gives us 2 weeks now to run at the playoffs and make sure that we're ready for that puck drop on Saturday, 8th of April.
And it's Solihull in the semi-final after the results from last night. It's confirmed as Blackburn 3rd and Solihull 4th, so it's going to be Sharks versus Solihull. How do you see that one? Or is it just a case of playoffs, you don't really mind who it is?
Yeah, I mean, the party line, I guess, is has been for weeks that it doesn't really matter who we play, we just need to focus on ourselves. Obviously, those results started coming in after our game in Deeside last night. And yeah, I think some players are quite happy with Solihull. I genuinely don't think it really would have mattered. We would just have been focusing on our own game. Like I said before, we still go in confident mood. We know we're the team to beat, and if we do everything right, as we should, and even step it up another gear in terms of that playoff mentality, then we'll be confident that we can win on Saturday. Absolutely, just focused on Saturday. There's no message from me or any other management or any of the kind of leaders within the team that it's about Saturday and Sunday. It's just about Saturday, getting into that semi final, winning that semi final, and then if everything goes to plan, we'll deal with Sunday when it comes. Well, we're going in confident mood, and it's just now about this next kind of 2 weeks, making sure we get good practices, kind of rest up some of the knocks and bruises that are just kind of standard at this time of year, and go in as fit as we can and ready for that game.
As we said at the top, obviously you're taking the team forward. Spuds away with Great Britain, so no doubt he's left you a 64-page dossier on all things to do over the next couple of weeks. Is it a case of Spuds kind of away and you're in charge, or is he still going to have some input from from Slovakia at the minute, but Korea when he gets there?
There'll still be communication over the next 2 weeks. I was texting him today, just for a little bit of feedback from last night, and I was asking for a little bit of advice on a couple of things. So there'll still definitely be communication, but in terms of running practices and running games and all that, obviously the reins have been passed over. So there's still going to be an input at the end of the day, Craig. As much as he's not going to be there in person, we've been setting up for this all season. You know, the team's not going to change the style of play. We're not going to change too much from the way that we've run the team so far this year. It's just a case of those little tweaks and picking up on things that we'll do. One thing I should probably say is we wish them good luck. Both Martin's away, but obviously Jordan and Darren is part of that Great Britain team as well. So everybody at the club wishes them luck and hope they do what they can in Korea and come back with a medal.
And just a final one on Saturday, obviously we had another trophy presentation, and then we had the skate with the Sharks, but sort of get the supporters on and just kind of have a mingle. And it's going to be a good number of the Sharks fans, we think, going down on playoff weekend. So they're going to have some good support in the stands and look to hopefully reward them with a good performance in the semi-final to start with.
Yeah, I think over the course of the season, the attendances have been slowly getting bigger and bigger and bigger as obviously we've been winning, which has been great to see. It's always good at the end of the year if you're lifting a cup to try and engage with the fans as much as you can. And we got all the kids kind of on the skates, and yeah, it was a good little thing for us to maybe give a little bit back to the fans. And as I understand it, we've sold a decent number of tickets, so there's a good few Sharks fans planning to head down to Sheffield, which will be good to see. And it's always a good event, you know, every team in the league sending fans, and it'll be good. And hopefully the quality on the ice will be high, and it's a good spectacle for those guys.